Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the deadly serious Vinny Eastwood Show. Right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, going out on AM, FM bands all across America and New Zealand and UK and Ireland, I think. And maybe even Finland. Who knows? There could be untold people who are currently leeching off the Vinny Eastwood Show. And I would be very, very grateful if they would reveal themselves so I can thank them personally. Because if anybody needs it, their funny bone tickled, it's those people that have been elbowed in the face, as it were, by the establishment in the various horrible and scumbaggery means that they have at their disposal. Those people, enduring suffering and the inherent injustice of the system, sometimes, not always, but sometimes become very active in exposing said scumbaggery and wind up being very good at it because they know what they're fighting for. These people you'd be calling activists, which has become a very dirty word, right? And every time I call an activist, they go, oh, well, I don't want to be considered an activist. But that's what you are, because you're active. You're actively trying to advocate for some description of other person other than yourself. That's what an activist is. That's what an activist does, by any means necessary. And in some cases, enduring a lot of hardship, financial and otherwise, in the process of serving the community so that the same crap that happens to them doesn't happen to you or anybody else. Takes an active role in being a protective blanket over the community of mankind as a whole. That's what an activist is. My very special guest is Michael Jordan, not the basketball player that you all might be thinking of. I could ask him for a new pair of Nikes, but it's not going to happen. Michael Jordan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of mileage out of that Michael Jordan name. It's been good to me, especially, you know, over the last 10 or so years. And yeah, I agree with you. You said it very well. I do try to be an activist because what I feel like what they're doing to me, they can do to anybody. And if they're not doing it to you, they might do it to your uncles or your cousins or your grandsons. And I just try to wake people up as to, hey, this is what happened to me. And I don't want to feel like, you know, it's all about me, because it's not. There's 100,000 men out there who have stories that are worse than mine. The only difference is I can prove mine. And the only difference is I've tried to prove it. As you know, in talking with me, I have contacted people that are supposedly activists and want to tell about corruption and what have you. And whenever I do contact them, they seem to be interested until I tell them what it's about, and then I get a hang-up in my ear, because the minute they find out what it's about, they want to run for the hills, and they can't get away from me quick enough. So where do you want me to start?
Well, we have, a 14-minute video or so that you've made that we wanted to kind of air. But we kind of have to save that to the second segment now. We don't really have the time for it. Well, basically, as your situation, okay, you had so many, you had a couple of kids with a woman. All right, now tell us just about this woman, how you met her and how you wound up having to pay child support when you didn't even have the kids.
Well, the situation, and I'll try to be as quick about it as what I can, we met. She seemed to think that I had some interest in her, which I didn't, because at the time I had a 4.5-year-old son from a previous marriage that I was raising. I had legal custody. I had divorced his mother, and I had legal custody, and I was trying to raise a 4.5-year-old son without welfare, without food stamps, and I was just barely getting by. Well, she expressed an interest, and I told her not once, not 100 times, but 1,000 times, I'm not interested. I'm not looking for a girlfriend. I don't want to have sex. I've got a 4.5-year-old child in there, and we're barely making it. But she'd already set her cap for me, and I guess I was doomed from day one. In fact, there were times when I would basically have to be a mean person and say, please don't come back to my apartment. Please don't come back. I don't want to see you anymore. And she would cry and get upset. And, you know, and I'd say, listen, you know, you might as well take lipstick and write it on your face. Your biological clock is ticking, and you want a man, and you want any man that's going to give you a baby. And I said, that scares me half to death. And so, you know, she swore that if we ever had children, that she would never come after me for child support. And I said, well, that's not good enough. And she said, well, I'll get on the pill. And I said, well, why do you even want to get on the pill when you have a man telling you that he is not interested in marriage and he's not interested in all the things that go to marriage? I've been married twice. I've had children. I know that whole scene. And I'm telling you, it's not what it's cracked up to be. But you seem to think that your world is just going to go from nothing to everything if you can just get married and show your family that you're an achiever, I guess. I don't know what it is about women and marriage. But anyway, lo and behold, 4.5 years goes by, and I worry about it every day, every week, and then I get the news. Hey, guess what? I guess I must have forgot my pill. I'm pregnant. And I was crushed, and she couldn't understand why I wasn't happy and jumping up for joy. And I said, because this is not a happy occasion for me. I said, you've basically just ruined my life. You may be happy because that's what you wanted, but it certainly was not what I wanted. I said, I'm barely existing and taking care of my young son, and now I can't take care of him hardly, and now I'm supposed to take care of you and another baby? So I was not happy at all. Well, I guess I kind of fooled her, because I guess she thought I was just going to jump in line and say, oh, yeah, I'm happy, let's get married. Well, guess what? That's not what happened. 10 years went by, and I'll have to say this, I guess I'm just as stupid and should be held just as responsible. Not only did she fool me once, she came back around 4 years later and fooled me again. So now I've got 2 children by this woman, but I didn't marry her until the oldest child was 10 years old and the second child was about 4.5 years old. Now, the reason I did finally decide to marry her is because her parents were in the 80s. I felt like, well, gee, they don't have long to go. Maybe I should just, you know, hunker down and marry her, even though she did lie to me, not once, but twice. But maybe it'd be the right thing for the kids. Now, keep in mind that she lived 20 miles from where I lived. I had an apartment, was raising my son. She had a house, and she lived in that house with her sister and her mom and dad. And it was in her sister and her name. So it was a 20-mile relationship here. The children, I guess really my second oldest child was 4.5 years old before she ever met me. And my oldest child, I think she met me once when she was like 5, 6 years old, and had only seen me 2 or 3 times in that whole 10-year period. But I said, well, you know what? If you think that it's going to make everybody happy, then let's see if we can, you know, work it out. Well, we got married, and 7 months after we were married, I was still paying her child support. And I think most men would agree, and most people would have to agree, that most married men don't pay their wives child support. But I did, because I didn't want child support hitting me in the head with a hammer, which is what they'll do, and every man that's ever had to pay child support will tell you that. And I kept telling her, I said, look, we had an agreement. The agreement was, I will marry you, and instead of paying child support, I will buy you a brand new vehicle and pay the insurance. And, you know, that will be to offset the child support. Yeah, that's fine. That's great. All right. So here it is 7 months later, and I'm still paying out child support, and I bought you a new car, and I'm paying, you know, $400 and some odd with insurance and car payment, et cetera, et cetera. Well, then it comes down to some problems started coming up. Her mom and dad and her sister decided they were going to move out of the house. Her mother made a hotline call, a child abuse hotline call, on my wife. And keep in mind now, I don't live with her. I only hear about this stuff. And a caseworker comes out, and the hotline call is, hey, one of the rooms is, you know, looks like something on Hoarders TV, where the room is like got 2 or 3 feet of coloring books and papers and you name it, toys, and you can't even walk in it. You can't even hardly open the door to get it. Well, it seemed kind of trivial to me. I don't like that kind of stuff, but it still seemed trivial to me. But the caseworker came out and said, well, this is a fire hazard. And I thought to myself, well, gosh, I didn't know caseworkers were fire marshals, but, you know, if she says it's a fire hazard, I guess she thinks it's a fire hazard. But her mother and her father and her sister were getting ready to move down to Peavey, Missouri, which is in Jefferson County. The home that they lived in was in St. Louis County. They're basically got boxes sitting around getting ready to move. And keep in mind, it was grandma that made the hotline call. And the caseworker says, wow, you know, I just don't feel good about this. I think the children should, you know, not be in the home. And grandma spoke up and said, well, is it okay if they go with me until she gets that room cleaned up? And the caseworker said, yeah. Well, I think this was pretty much prearranged to begin with, but then again, I wasn't there. I don't know the whole story. But that was on July 20th of 2008. Well, my wife called me and said she was depressed, and she laid out of work for a week at Walmart. And I said, you're going to get fired. I said, you can't lay out of work for a week because you're depressed because the kids aren't with you. And I said, you should have seen this coming. I told you this was coming. But you wouldn't listen. And I told her that she was going to get fired from Walmart. And guess what? She did. Well, as soon as she got fired, and you got to keep in mind, this all happened very quickly. She went to the welfare office and applied for welfare. Now, she'd already been drawing food stamps on the two children. She'd already told them a year before this even happened. She did not disclose to them that she was married because I was making about $32,000 a year. And if she had disclosed that, they wouldn't have given her food stamps because she was making 20, I was making 32. Some people out there in radio land might say, yeah, why did she need to be on food stamps? Well, you have to understand that, like a lot of women, she doesn't know how to control money. And that was one of the reasons why her mother and father and sister were moving out of this house that they'd been in for 10 years, that was one of the reasons they were moving, was because, hey, we can't put up with her nonsense anymore. She doesn't pay her third of the house payments. She doesn't pay her third of the utilities, so forth and so on. Okay, so I get a letter from Child Support Enforcement saying, well, you know, she's applied for food stamps and welfare and insurance. And that's basically, if you want to know the truth, I want to be as fair about this as I can. That's basically why she went down and tagged me, is because when she lost her job at Walmart, she lost her insurance. Now, being a hypochondriac like she was and taking 8 different kind of medicines like she was, that was a pretty scary thing for her, because she knew that at the end of 30 days, she wasn't going to have any medical coverage. So she ran down and said, hey, give me some of that welfare and all that other good stuff. And they said, sure, sit down here and fill out this application. Now, the application was filled out and signed on October 31st. Now, in regards to that application, anybody that's ever went and got food stamps or any type of welfare can tell you what I'm getting ready to tell you. You have to sign a form, and it's a very explicit form. It says, and I'm going to read to you a little bit what it says. If you purposely hold back information about changes in your household, you will owe us the value of the benefits you receive. Plus, you may be barred from food stamp program. Plus, you may suffer criminal prosecution. And then it lists the state statute and the two federal statutes that really outline it, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, what's going to happen to you. You can get up to 5 years in prison, and you can be fined $20,000. And then it has a place for you to sign your name. And then if you read on the back of it, it basically says, hey, don't withhold any information. Don't tell us one thing, and then we find out it's something else, because we, and by we, it says on there that an agent of child support and enforcement will investigate this application. All right. I get the letter from child support enforcement saying, hey, we've sat down and done the figuring, and we think you should pay $324 for child support, which is not an unreasonable figure. And that's not what made me mad. What made me mad was when I read the application, and there were only two things on the application that were truthful: the date of the application and the date. And then there was one other thing, but the rest of it was completely, totally lies. She said,
this is what government agencies basically do. They give you something that's complete and total lies, so they can vacuum the rest of your money out of you for the rest of your conceivable life. Either that or send you to jail where they can use you as slave labor. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. My very special guest is Michael Jordan. Not that Michael Jordan. And we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater.
Welcome
what you
back.
Know about the Bilderberg and New World Order. What
welcome
you know
back,
about
ladies and gentlemen, what you know about the to the show that's about bringing out the greater evidence and spitting on it. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. There's Vinnie with a Y. This is the most important question, allegedly. And we have a clip to play for you here. And we will get it underway right about now.
The point I'm trying to make here is, why do I feel like, well, gee, that's discrimination against men? I'll tell you the reason why. If that same 17-year-old girl would have walked outside and on her way to the dumpster, handed it off to her 18-year-old boyfriend, who may or may not have been the actual father of the child, but if she would have handed it to him and he would have put it in the dumpster, I guarantee you the prosecuting attorney would not only have asked for first-degree murder, he would have asked for the death penalty. And that is the point I am trying to make about how men are regarded in this society versus women. And I might also point out, I think a good example is you take the state of Texas. They're known for putting to death more men than any other state in the union, but yet they haven't put a woman to death since 1865, and that was because of a crime of treason regarding the Civil War. So again, it's like, man, how plain do I have to make it that if you're born a man in this country, you have a much tougher row to hoe than if you're born a woman. And just the fact that if your girlfriend handed you a baby and asked you to put it in the dumpster, you could get the gas chamber. But if she does it, society says, oh, well, gee whiz, golly, she's just a 17-year-old girl and she doesn't know any better. And, well, you know, gee, if she'd had an abortion, there wouldn't be any crime anyway. So why are we really doing this to this poor 17-year-old girl? Well, I don't know. I guess you could talk all day and all night about whether you should or you shouldn't. I guess I'm really talking about, hey, there would be no discussion if it had been an 18-year-old boy or even a 17-year-old boy who put the baby in the dumpster. Prosecuting attorney would be beating his chest, screaming for blood, screaming for the death penalty, and everybody would be shrugging their shoulders saying, yeah, why not? So, and while we're on the same subject of discrimination, I'm going to give you one last example. And believe me, I could talk about this subject for 3 or 4 days and just go on and on and on. But I want to talk about what is called the Doctrine of Small Children. Now, basically, this was something, it was a doctrine of law that has been used, it's been used by the courts for years and years and years. It basically said, gee, young children of tender years should be with their mother. Well, in 1989, 21 years ago, a man took this all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yes, that is discrimination. You can't just be giving children to the mother simply because she's the mother, simply because she's a woman, because of her sex, because psychologists and sociologists have all came out and said, no, given the same circumstances, the same environment, a man is just as capable of raising a child, regardless of whether it's 6 months old or 16 years old. So here you have your U.S. Supreme Court coming out and saying, no, that's discrimination. You can't do that anymore. But here it is, 21 years later, and if you were to look at the statistics prior to 1989, 97% of all women were getting child custody. Here it is, 2010, and how many women are still getting child custody? 97%. Gosh, does that sound to you like the courts have stopped using the doctrine of small children? It certainly doesn't sound that way to me. No. So again, how many ways and how many times do I have to say that if you're a man, you're going to get the short end of the stick every time in every situation?
Children and families. It's a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce to you Ms. Carol Rhodes.
Thank you. My purpose today is not to dazzle you with my oratorical brilliance and skills. I merely want to say that I came to the 37th Circuit Family Court to make a difference. I was well qualified and hoped to be able to help Michigan families of divorce and separation, but early on I realized that the system was not designed to be child-friendly. No friendship nor honest conciliation were ever allowed in the family justice system between caseworkers and clients. It was all about money. How to get the federal and state tax dollars that were allotted each case for enforcement. In fact, our director would say regularly, we aren't the friend of the family, we're the friend of the court. We stumbled over ourselves trying to get more Title 4D cases on our records and to increase the child support orders because the federal government granted huge allotments for each case we enforced. In the years I worked in the system, I witnessed regular deception to clients that was mandated by office policy. I saw gender bias and discrimination. I saw records destroyed. I saw office policies and rules change from week to week for the profit of the agency. I saw hundreds of pleas for parenting time or enforcement get buried because there is no money in enforcing custody or visitation issues. Increasing the child support money that came into our offices was the goal for each of us. We were rated according to how much money we brought in through asset seizures, income garnishment, court hearings, warrant issue. We wrote the orders and then we enforced them. The judge merely rubber stamped our efforts. My director proudly told me that the Child Support Enforcement Agency was the darling of the circuit court and that we actually made money for the judge and the court. Unlike the sheriff's department and so many others, our county or state was not an exception to the rule. We were one of the most successful counties and we shared training with other counties and states so they could learn how to maximize their efforts toward increased collection. We were not only told to withhold information, forms, policies, laws, and statutes from our clients with questions, but we were forbidden to help them obtain legal relief from unfair situations beyond their control. We were instructed to quickly help those who were demanding increases in child support, but we were threatened with losing our jobs if we should breathe a word to encourage an injured or unemployed payer to petition for a reduction of any kind. For the years that I worked in the system, I put my job on the line whenever I helped any of the parties in trouble. We were not to get personally involved. Children or parents, we had nothing to do with that. I was derisively accused of wasting my time being a social worker. We worked closely with Child Protective Services and Family Independence Agencies, and they were the same way. No one wanted to improve services or hear about abuses within the system, because every worker in these huge bureaucracies was trying to keep his or her job by covering up any errors or problems. I had six secretaries underneath me, unlimited power in my 401k and my office to lose if I should rock the boat. But rock the boat I did when I wrote the book Friend of the Court, Enemy of the Family. Families that were bleeding from the pain of divorce and separation were insulted, tricked, lied to, and deceived by persons without adequate training to be making those kind of judgment calls. Most of the custody determinations were made by unwed, childless individuals who were totally unqualified to hold the lives of so many in their hands. The determinations were made on the basis of the most child support that could be ordered for each case.
Yeah.
Fathers or non-custodial parents were stereotyped as payers only. The court and most caseworkers felt that fathers were unnecessary and possibly dangerous for the children to have contact with. The child support system is an adversarial system. It encourages parental alienation and court battles. Children are pawns in an expensive and elaborate game of winner versus loser. Attorneys coming into the picture further divide the already fractured family and insulate the parents from communicating with each other. Usually after attorneys and agencies become involved, new and creative charges of abuse, neglect, and addiction enter the picture. Many times these are convenient charges against innocent family members guilty of illness even after left. I heard many unwed fathers tell me that they begged the mothers of their children to marry them, but that the mothers were unwilling to give up the welfare check in exchange for a husband and father in the home. The most outdated picture of the father leaving the mom and kids to run off with his secretary is all but a thing of the past. In Southwest Michigan, 98% of the divorces are initiated by mothers and unwanted by the father. These aren't abusive fathers either. Equal parenting is not a men's issue. I was a single mother for most of my children's lives, and I know what children need most is the love and balance two fit parents can give them. Money can never make up for the loss of a parent. Divorce or separation should not be the reason some kids will never get to know one important part of themselves. Equal parenting does not do away with child support. Child support takes on a whole new dimension for children with two loving parents instead of just one. I am humble as I stand in the shadows of one of our greatest founding fathers. Here in this place, another great father, Martin Luther King, announced to the world that he had a dream. Well, Mahatma Gandhi told us that we must be the change that we want to see in the world. Are you willing to be that kind of change? Yeah! Thomas Jefferson said that we only have the rights we're willing to fight for. Our Constitution gives all the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But for some children, the right to have two loving and involved parents in their lives has been usurped by the courts. Courts rule according to precedent, and the precedent has been biased against one parent in the past, branding him or her the non-custodial parent, which in itself is an insult. Equal parenting by two fit and willing parents is what our courts and agencies must go back to believing in. Laws and fiscal policies must not facilitate conflict and adversarial relationships between parents. It's only a matter of time before the civil rights of families will be restored in the courtrooms of our nation. Thank you.
And welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought that was actually quite a impressive speech by her. What was her name, Michael?
Carol Rhodes. She wrote a book, and she has that particular video is on YouTube. If anybody wants to find it, it's out there. That's how I found it. And she also wrote a tell-all book. And I think it's very interesting and very telling that here is a person who would be considered like a general in the army coming out, you know, if a general came out tomorrow and held a media event and said that, we have a written policy where we train drill sergeants to rape young female recruits, well, the world would just go crazy. And here this woman comes out, who is basically has that same kind of status within the child support enforcement arena, and she comes out and lays a bombshell out like that, and basically everybody who knew, who heard this? How many people have heard this or knew this? When I start telling my story, I get these blank looks from people. They're looking at me like, are you for real? Are you
one of those? Like we've been told this lie for so long, and now you think you're telling us the truth? Come on. I just don't believe it. You know, why would a government agency name itself the exact opposite of what it does? Maybe so you'll be stupid enough to fall for their massive con job that will screw you over, destroy your family, and rip your country from your hands? And that's why.
And that's exactly right, and that's the reason why I keep talking and I keep screaming. Even though I keep getting knocked down, I don't have much of a life, so it sucks to be me.
At the moment, you're under arrest or something, aren't you?
Yes, right now, as of this coming February 16th, it will be 2 years that I have a outstanding felony warrant out for my arrest. Non-payment of child support.
Non-payment of child support to a woman you were married to?
Yes. We're not...
And for 2 years, you've been on the run. How many... Have you been moving around a lot?
Well, I stay in the area that I live in, but only by the grace of God and by luck. They've been to my son's house 3 different times, and luckily, I wasn't there. And I want to say something else, and a lot of people are going to say, oh, man, you're blowing this out of proportion. I'm going to say this, and it's from the heart. If these people ever get their hands on me, you're never going to hear from me again. I'm going to be one of those guys that hung himself in the jail cell. Oh, gee, he tripped down a long flight of steps when we were taking him down into the basement. And I mean that with all sincerity. These people don't, you know... You know
what have they done to you? You've experienced harassment and stuff from these people, right? Everybody does.
Oh yeah. See,
what have they done specifically?
Okay, right after my wife applied for welfare, 2 weeks after that, I lost my job. I was living in Bridgeton, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis County, and I saw the writing on the wall. I knew that it was like, oh, in 2 or 3 months, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. I have no living here. So I basically, my family lives down in the Poplar Bluff area. So my adult son said, hey, Dad, come live down here until you get back on your feet. So I moved down there. And
we're going to have to actually pick this up after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, apologies for this. But we've got to pay the bills. We'll be right back momentarily.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. To the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the most diabolical 2 hours in talk radio, exposing scumbaggery like it was a cockroach and a flashlight. And welcome back to my very special guest, Michael Jordan. Speaking of scumbaggery, we've been exposing the very, very nasty processes of Child Protective Services and various other associated and affiliated agencies in a racketeering ring, basically, that is trying to strip funding out of the people, like I guess it would be wool from a sheep being fleeced, both in the mind, body, and the soul, and especially the wallet. And if you don't comply, if you don't want to be a little slave and obey stupid rules and that they actually broke the law and lie and cheat and withhold things, well, then we're going to have to put a warrant out for your arrest, because we work hand in glove with the courts, the hardcore enforcement arm of this particular mafioso club. And boy, oh boy, will they try and make your life hell. Have you ever been in a courtroom, ladies and gentlemen? A1, the worst part about it, other than the fact that you might be going to freaking prison, is that it's obscenely boring. They twaddle with people's lives as if it's a game who can say the most inane BS. It's inextricable. And I can't come to grips with it, frankly. And this is why I believe most of the worst stories that would ever come out of courts or whatever aren't that interesting the way they say it. And they don't get to the point. And that's why, well, even in a tiny little bit of the reason, there's an awful lot more, why so many people don't hear about this stuff, don't want to know, turn their backs on it, or look at you like you're crazy if you start saying, oh, Child Protective Services doesn't actually protect kids. What? But they're called Child Protective Services. Yeah, I know. They called it that so that idiots who don't think twice won't think that the very, very nastiest, worst organizations in the world have the nicest and most openly loving assumed names. Oh, they'll protect your children, all right. Protect them from having a proper upbringing is what? Protect them from having any contact with their fathers. Protect them from good health and a happy family. Protect them from wealth. Heck, they protect your kids are awesome. The one thing they're not good at protecting them about is them getting into the clutches of pedophiles and such. I think it was in CPS custody, children are 5 times more likely to be sexually abused than in any other kind of situation. Do you think that's a coincidence? The reason why these people have so much power, they have more power than the police. Okay? In New Zealand, we've had people who have just watched these cops crying because these kids are being taken away and they can't do nothing about it. They have the perfect circle of protection. That's why this is one of the subjects that most radio show hosts and things like that will not go into, because it's too harsh for people to deal with. And believe me, I can understand the sentiment. However, this is kind of like, Michael, if you don't mind, you're like the 10th, maybe 11th or something like that person on this show with a similar story. And the reason I keep bringing up people from all over the world, whether it be England or America or New Zealand or whatever, that have these kind of stories, it just goes to show you that this isn't just a local pedophile attack, Satan dog ring. It's a part of a global scheme. That is the magnitude of the horror and the problem that we have going on here. And there's other bad stuff going on too. Allegedly 400,000 kids a year go missing in the US alone. There are some very nasty, nasty, extremely obscenely wealthy people out there who will take your kids, and they might even just sacrifice them to Satan while they're at it. Literally. Cutting their throats and drinking the blood after the point of terror has been reached, that has got the most highly concentrated form of adrenaline in it. And they get high off it, and they do rituals and chanting. Oh yes, this stuff does go on, but not in public and not in the light of day. Because if you're doing something nasty, if you're doing something naughty, if you're doing something, well, let's just plainly say it, evil, then you don't do it in the light, do you? Michael Jordan, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. And yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And before we get off the air, I would like to talk about that old saying about follow the money. Because in regards to child support enforcement, a lot of people think that the states are out here and, oh, they're just doing a great and wonderful job and it's all about the kids. Well, just like I had a St. Louis attorney tell me, Mike, it ain't about the kids. It's about revenge and punishment. But before I get into that, I'm going to jump back to what we were talking about before you played the clip. In front of me, I have a newspaper clipping, and it says, ex-Haytai Heights chief of police got 18 months in federal prison because he lied on a Social Security application. Now, the reason I bring it up is because I have an application. I've got it right here in front of me that my wife filled out when she applied for welfare. And I'm basically saying, hey, this thing is like 98% lies. And let me give you a couple examples real quick. It says on here, is his father alive? And she put, no, he's deceased. Well, that's really news to me because my father is getting ready in January, a month from now, he'll be turning 82 years old. But she said on here that he was deceased. And on this application, it says, do you have physical custody of the children? And she marked X. Now, for you and any other listener out there that wasn't paying attention to the first segment that we did, what did I tell you? I told you that, hey, the children moved in with grandma. So how did she have physical control? And in the state of Missouri, and I guess every other state, you can't get child support unless you have physical custody. I can't go down to the welfare office tomorrow and say, hey, I'd like to get welfare on my two children. Because they would say, well, our records show that she has them, not you. Oh, well, does that make a difference? Well, yes, it makes a difference. I don't know if you're married, Benny, or if you have children, but I can't run down to the welfare office and say, yeah, I'd like to draw welfare on Benny's children. Well, it doesn't work like that. So there's another lie. Did she have custody and control of the children? No. Did that keep the state of Missouri from coming after me for $324? No. Now, I could go right, just keep going right down this application, lie after lie after lie. When she filled out the application, why didn't she use her married name? We were married, but yet she didn't give it. When she put down the information on the children, she used her maiden name, but yet she says, my name is on the birth certificate. Well, I'm sorry. What's going on here? You can't use your... Oh, I know why you can't use your married name, because you never filed our marriage license, because you wanted to be able to go in and get food stamps, and you were afraid that you would get caught. Oh, yeah. Now I understand.
She's, for a hypochondriac and somebody who doesn't get her finances right, she certainly knows how to scam people pretty well.
Yeah.
She does her... She's a busy little bee. She does her homework, doesn't she?
Yep. Yep.
And of course, you didn't find out all of this until later.
Oh yeah. I mean, I can... a year before this happened, I got another letter from Child Support Enforcement, and it's saying that they're going to come after me. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, what's going on? So I called my wife, and I said, I get this letter. They're coming after me for child support. What's going on? She says, well, I don't know a thing about it. I don't know what they're talking about. Well, I'm really hot now, so I called the person on the letter, the caseworker, and she wouldn't answer the phone, but I left a message on her voicemail, and I said, I just got finished talking to my wife, and she says she doesn't know what you're talking about. We are married, and I am supporting my children, and what is this all about? Well, I called two or three times. I wrote two or three letters. They wouldn't respond to me. Once they found out, it was like, oops. Gee, she's getting food stamps and she doesn't want to go after him. We need to drop the whole thing. Well, guess what? According to their guidelines, they shouldn't have dropped the whole thing. They should have come after me. But they didn't. And the reason they didn't, Vinny, it should be plain to anybody out there listening, was like, wow, gee, boy, this could turn into a real mess, because basically she lied to us and now we're trying to go after him and he's saying, whoa, wait a minute. Let's just drop this whole thing. And they never did call me, and they never did write me again. A year and a half goes by, and then I get the letter based on the application that she went and filled out on October 31st of 2008. Now, the reason I'm talking about all this is because I'm trying to point out to people that these people have no bounds. They will manufacture evidence. They will suppress evidence. They will do anything.
Yeah. They are the China of manufacturing evidence. Okay. Like, seriously, everybody, like, honestly, all the, you know how all the manufacturing's been outsourced out of America? Well, all the manufacturing of evidence been outsourced out of all the other government agencies into Child Protective Services.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Michael Jordan. And we'll be right back after this coming break with another hour inciting. And I think I've actually been quite critical and degrading of Child Protective Services. But, you know, there's gum. So I think it's perfectly justified. Back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the most morbid genocidal talk radio in the world. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the only fabulous radio network that has no taboo topics. So naturally, this is where I found myself. I have a very special guest, Michael Jordan. Somewhat fabulous at exposing scumbaggery, as we often have people of such caliber on our show. And as I mentioned before, you really kind of have to think about what sort of an impact humor has on topics such as these for the ability to people to actually process them, taking the edge off, as it were, while still giving you the information. That's kind of the whole point of the show, to a large degree, so that you can actually delve into this really terrible, terrible reality and come back from it unbruised. You know, I think it's a good thing to do, but I could be wrong. Michael, welcome back.
Okay, thanks.
And we could play that clip of yours if you like.
Well, let's hang on to it for just a minute. I've got so much stuff to cover with you, and let's see. I was talking about the application, trying to point out that they roll in there and they can just lie and say anything they want. Now you get a letter that says, "Oh, hey, by the way, this is what has been alleged. If you disagree, you can ask for a hearing." And you get a whopping 20 days to respond. Otherwise, a default judgment will be handed out against you. Well, unlike most 18 to 25-year-old guys out there that would throw that in the trash, I'd been down this road before, and I'm like, you bet. I know exactly what's going on here. And I did do the proper paperwork to ask for an administrative hearing. Now, you have to keep in mind, child support enforcement is a quasi-legal agency. And by that, I mean this. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. You have the courts, and you have child support enforcement, who has 80% of the authority that the courts has. They can attach your wages. They can take your driver's license away. They can revoke your passport. And they can take, if you're a doctor or a dentist or a truck driver, they can take your professional license away from you. In fact, I find this very interesting. The only license the state of Missouri won't take away from you is the license to practice law. Wonder what that means. Well, I know what it means, but I'm not going to take the time to explain it to everybody, but I sure know what it means. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that I can't get an attorney to touch me with a 10-foot pole if I was made of gold and diamonds.
That is perfect. So let me get this straight. If you're under the heel, the boot, the jack boot, oh my goodness, you have a black mark on your name, which means no lawyer will touch you. Nobody can advocate for you. It's a way to isolate you.
Absolutely.
It's a way to keep you down and incapable of basically getting help from anybody. Coupled with that, the fact that the situation's so dang horrible and the prospect of corruption so high that it would scare other people off from helping you anyway, because they don't want to fall into the clutches of these scum either.
And that's absolutely what I'm trying to say, and that's absolutely why I told you later a while ago that, yeah, if they ever get their hands on me, you're never going to hear from me. I'm going to meet a terrible accident, and people are going to say, "Oh, gee, how tragic!" It's like, no, they don't want me to go to court. Would you want me to go to court and tell all this? And you haven't even heard one tenth of it.
Well, I actually would like to see you go to court with this.
let me tell you what an attorney told me, and so that people can understand what I'm talking about. I had an attorney tell me, "Mike, why would I want to take your case? Let me give you a couple reasons why I don't want to take your case. Number one, let's say I go and take your case. 5 years from now, you're going to owe me $50,000. You're not working. You don't have any money. You can't pay me today. What makes me think you're going to pay me 5 years from now when you owe me $50,000? And 5 years from now, I'm still going to be fighting the state of Missouri because they got 50 attorneys and they all get paid salaries, whether they're sitting watching TV or they're in a courtroom. So they don't care. It's like, hey, it's tax money. They don't care. They're going to get paid $50,000 a year whether they fight me in court over Mike Jordan or they don't fight me in court over Mike Jordan. He said, now that's number one. Now let me give you number two. He said, let's say I take your case and I win $10 million. I better save it because guess what? I'm ruined. Because let's say I want to be... I'm a lawyer now, but let's say I want to be a prosecuting attorney next year. Maybe a few years down the road, I want to be a state senator. Well, I can kiss all that goodbye, because the minute I come out and throw my hat in the ring and say, yeah, I'm running for state senator, they're going to come back and say, gee, aren't you that guy that represented that Mike Jordan guy that won that $10 million lawsuit? And he was that guy that didn't pay his child support. So that means that you like guys that don't pay child support. Isn't that true? And he said, you know, I couldn't argue with him. It's like, yeah, okay, now I'm starting to see what the heck's going on. Yeah, and he says, and another thing, he says, let's say that, you know,
I love it how there's so much that could happen to you.
Oh, yeah. And he says, and another thing, he says, I may have a case 2 months from now in front of a judge, and maybe it's over a $50,000 whiplash case. And he says, here's what's going to happen, Mike. I'm going to go up in front of the judge, and he's going to look at me, and he say, aren't you that lawyer that's representing that Mike Jordan guy? Yeah. Oh, okay. He said, that's basically code for, hey, I hope you ain't, you know, depending on this $50,000 whiplash case, because, buddy, you're not going to get it. So, again, if you're an attorney, why would you want to take my case? How could you ever get elected to dog catcher when in the state of Missouri, the biggest union in the state of Missouri is a union that represents caseworkers, social.
Looks like we just had Mike drop off there. Hopefully we'll be able to bring him back soon up. But it just goes to show you, it's not just a very simple little, here's a caseworker and they're here to help your family, okay? Here's a caseworker, they're here to either take your family or take your money, okay? And if you don't want them to do that, they can bring in other people, okay? They can have you investigated, they can have your home raided, they can have your kids just taken off you by force. You don't have the choice in the matter whatsoever. And when you're looking at the family unit just as a whole, and you compare it to, say, a situation like in fascist Germany, where there was a overarching kind of, oh, he's my daddy sort of thing to Adolf Hitler, you wonder just how much did they have to destroy the family unit in order for the father to no longer be seen as the head of the household, for the father to be basically cast aside as something that is dangerous, you know? Isn't that one of the most horrifying things that you could really conceive of, that you take away people's fathers? And that's the ultimate objective, and one of them is to get the family unit to be destroyed. Doesn't mean that women can't run family units or whatever. It just means that when children are raised, they need two examples of prime individuals, which will both simultaneously act as their models of behavior to follow, but also they'll be looking at them as the models of the behavior of the people that they want to have children with. Okay? That's why girls always wind up marrying their fathers in a figurative sense. Okay? That's why men always wind up marrying their mothers. Okay? They always find out a woman exactly like their mother, and that's why. See, that is the reason why you need a stable family relationship with both a good mother and a good father in order to produce a good child that will marry right and raise their kids right and so on and so forth. If you can destroy that, you open the door up for other forms of loyalty, loyalty to one's country. You know, for example, to one's leader in a very messianic fashion, as is happening right now, or in New Zealand with this John Key. Oh, he's so wonderful. Where do you used to work? Oh, I have no idea. Okay, you people have no idea who you're voting for. Same with Obama. You know, real name Barry Satoru, allegedly. Does not compute for people. And everybody asks the reason, well, why? Why won't this get it? It's because you already know the answer. Why? There have been a cacophonous cascade of cooked up frauds and schemes and institutions and education and vaccines and
food and water contaminants, and the whole 9 yards has been thrown at you, literally dump trucked on top of you for as long as conceivably possible that you were even alive. That's why people don't get it. It's because they're under a massive spell, a spell that has been cast on them since birth. That's why people don't get it. You're fighting against an entire upbringing of belief in magic, only to find out that there ain't really any Santa Claus going to come down that chimney. Imagine a kid, absolutely, unbelievably, devoted to Santa, wanting to see him, wanting to give him his cookies and milk, suddenly finding out, in a rather ruthless fashion, that Santa's not alive, never was, he disappeared, okay? After he was created by the Coca-Cola Company as a representation of Santa Claus in the early 1900s. That's true. Coca-Cola actually came up with the branding of the modern Santa. You ever notice the colours were the same? Red and the white? What's a Coke can look like? It's a red and white can, isn't it? Okay? You see how deep the rabbit hole goes on anything that you could ever conceive of. And you take all of that away and you break it down into 1,000 little pieces that are all connected, interwoven, like a massive scattergraph of calligraphy. Intensely complicated, intensely multifaceted. Why wouldn't you want to explore that? Doesn't that sound interesting? A world of infinite complications and possibilities? People like things simple, though, don't they? They don't want to think about this. After all, I've already got my job, and I've also had, I've got so many things on the go. Really? Is that more important to you than understanding what's actually going on? Once you know what's going on, your whole priorities change. That's why people's lives change so dramatically. Like mine. Pretty onto it, you know, telesalesman and whatnot, top of the boards and everything. And now, broke as radio show host trying to get the truth out. That's how much of a radical change it can have on your life, knowing the truth. So if you want to believe a lie, it means that whatever you're getting out of accepting that lie is more valuable to you than the truth. And what you really should be doing, what you really should be talking about, is people who will bring up some kind of, it happened on Facebook today, guy talked about the food bill that's being introduced in New Zealand now, going to stop people from like trading and growing their own food. It's all Codex Alimentarius and Agenda 21 wrapped up. Brings it in on the conversation, even though it was about legalized cannabis. And I say, yeah, mate, absolutely. And I put up my interview with Ian Crane. He goes, oh, you sound like a TV commercial, you know, and this isn't the proper place to discuss this sort of thing. What? Everything's connected. Okay? Doesn't matter which way the thread goes, whether you go on tangents or on rants or on rambles, it matters not. If what you're talking about is very interesting and is true, more or less, if it's true, then it's worth listening to. This is what I find very interesting. A lot of people to walk away from things that are true. But if you fill them full of BS, you say this car will drive up the side of a mountain. This soap will keep you clean for 4,000 years. If you just totally lie to them, they will know that it's not true, and they'll still come in and buy it. You got to wonder just how much control do people actually have over their lives, let alone their own minds. How many influences have we currently got with the mainstream media, all the proliferated entertainments, the internet, other people? How many influences are going on simultaneously at a chemical, mental, and a physical level? Okay? All the stuff that's in our food? How much are we actually the ones in control? And to what degree are we simply being influenced by the cacophony of carcinogenic protoplasm that we wind up consuming every day through our eyes and through our mouths and through our ears? This is all so frustrating when you think about the complication of it. You want to have a better world? Okay, well, we have to change absolutely everything in the entire world, then don't we? We want to have a better world because it seems like everything could be better. Isn't that what perfection is supposed to be about? Not actually trying to achieve perfection, but making like you can? Just because you're in a bad situation doesn't mean you should sit back and say, oh, well, it's a bad situation. Let's just give up for a little bit. Maybe we'll be able to do something about it later. Look, the only time you ever got really ever than right now doesn't exist. All that exists is right here, right now. What are you going to do about it? Is it worth your time to go out there and try and make sure that child services don't get their hands on another innocent child? Is it worth your time to go up to a cop with a camera and ask him a question or two? Is it worth your time to contribute to the war against darkness that is currently all over the place? In a non-religious sense, we're talking about people who freaking literally believe in the devil and serve him. Okay? It's not my belief. It's theirs. The elite believe all of this stuff. They're out of their minds. Just like every tyrant throughout history who had unlimited power, everybody doing whatever they wanted, all the resources they could ever hope for, history shows all those people go freaking out of their minds. Totally crazy. They think they're invincible, and they don't think they'll ever have to pay consequence in their entire life or in the afterlife. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR!
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Wayne rappers, but I've never been edible. I'm a cracker, not a vegetable, fed to an extraterrestrial. The beat is so electrical, it'll pump your heart ventricles, but I bet you will eject it if I start getting intellectual. I am not yet credible, so until I can say I'm credible, I'll say that I'm incredible, respectable, and professional. Do you read me? Am I legible? It's time to get down to the question of eventually will the corruption in the government lead to the collapse of us? Lead to the collapse of us? Lead to the collapse of us?
Welcome back! Oh yeah!
Right and left are symmetrical on the puppet master's tentacles. The two sides.
That's right. The right and left are symmetrical on the puppet master's tentacles. Because, wait, look. If anybody been following any election, any time, anywhere, to me, within the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, who gets elected? Some scumbag who winds up shafting the country and winds up allowing more international scumbags to come in and shaft the country even further. Okay, that's what they do. It's doing the old 1-2-see, you know? I'll shaft you first, oh, and then I'll come in right after you and shaft him in a little different way when I've got left cover. And so many people are getting tired of it. So much, in fact, that New Zealand has a very, very poor turnout for this election. They just couldn't be bothered, you know? And I heard somebody on the radio today saying, oh, me not voting was my protest vote. Not voting is not a protest vote. Voting for a protesting party is a protest vote. If you don't vote, that is a consent vote. A blind submission vote. It doesn't connote your detestment of the system. It means that you are perfectly happy to be ruled and controlled by filth that sell out you, your family, and your country every minute of every day. That's what it means. I just realized this today. Because ultimately, if you don't agree with the voting system, you should be voting no confidence. You should be defacing your voting bills. You should be putting two slashes on it and putting an NC, Universal Commercial Code, for no confidence. I like what Jesse Ventura has been saying about this as well. That you should, by default, I believe, put on the ballot none of the above. None of the above. Who gives a crap about most of these electors? You don't know them. You don't know what their policies are. You don't know what their history is. You don't know where they stand on these issues. I can't be bothered casting my vote for somebody who I know nothing about. Why would I do such a thing? If I was just foolish and got waved around by some description of little coloured flag or tie, maybe I'd be foolish enough to go ahead and do just exactly that. Just go and vote for a colour.
Yeah. Vote blue. Vote red. Vote green. Why are people still falling for this junk? People may not be falling for it. Perhaps the apathetic voters who just don't bother because they know it's all scumbags anyway. What if they got together and formed the Empathy Party? Okay. We just don't care. All right. You guys can go do whatever the heck you want. We just don't care. That's my three most hated words. I don't care. My three favorite words are I don't know. And I think it's more important to try and figure out what the heck is going on. That way you might actually care about it. Okay? Do you care about being able to choose whether or not you live or die? Or would you like that choice to be given to somebody else? Somebody with a uniform and barely any training. Would you like the choice about whether or not you get tasered or tear gassed round to the head or nearly beaten to death, as is happening in some American cities in response to Occupy Wall Street protests? Do you want the choice? Yeah. Can you walk up to an officer and say, hey, look, you can't beat me over the head. Okay. You're my employee. Thank you very much. We pay you to keep the peace. So you are going to keep that peace until we all say otherwise. We're not causing any damage. We're not inciting violence. We're not doing any harm to anybody other than the brainwashed minions of the establishment who will follow any crazy order that they give them. So back off. Put your nightstick away. Put your shield away. Take that black mask off. What are you doing? You're trying to look like a freaking stormtrooper. This is a free country, mate. And look what you've allowed it to descend into. Just because you want to look like all the rest of these boys in line here. None of you got a mind to think for yourselves? I know that that's not true. You could suddenly decide to join the protesters if you wanted to, as a police captain did in New York, and he got arrested for it. You know, it's down to the wire here now. We've got to start being a bit more serious about where we allow people to tread. There have to be lines in the sand. And you don't let people cross certain lines. And people are wondering, oh, well, where is the line in the sand? It's as simple as right and wrong, common sense, common knowledge, common law. Okay, common, common, common. That's all the way it is. If something appears retarded, it's illegal. If somebody is violent or damages property, it's illegal. Don't be stupid. Don't mess up people's stuff. And don't cause problems for people, as in huge, actual, detrimental problems like kidnapping, for example. That causes a few problems for you. This is the line that must be drawn in the sand. And I find it very distressing that, of course, it has to wind up being those with the most power, i.e. the government, who's sanctioned by all these people to commit all these atrocities on family units, taxes, emissions trading scams, all of this stuff. It's all out of kilter. There shouldn't be so much power given to people who have no accountability. It really shouldn't. Isn't that reasonable? If it sounds reasonable, it should be lawful. Okay, the $40 ticket for parking on the sidewalk the other day, about last month, I think. $40 ticket for parking on the sidewalk, only one and two tires on it. Very narrow street. Parking on the sidewalk is obligatory because you don't want to get your car rammed, and of course you want to be considerate to other people so that they don't wind up ramming your car and damaging theirs too. But here comes the council. Oh, yeah, we're going to find a way to take some money out of you this time. That's what it is, mate. That's what the government has turned into. It's been infiltrated by corporations to turn itself into a big, fascist, mobilized, mechanized machine. and it will steal everything it can from you, so long as you don't fight back in the process. So what are they doing now? Are they attempting to, I don't know, just push the envelope just enough so that you won't fight back and then get you used to it and then push it some more? Yep, that sounds about right. It's exactly what needs to happen if you want to bring out a tyranny. You've got to bring it on slow if you want it to last. You've got to make everybody think that it's a good thing. Oh, it's good that you had your kids taken off you. It's good that you had your car confiscated. It's good that they took your license away. It's good that they locked you up for 8 years with no evidence. There are people that vote in elections who think this way, who are so callous to the human condition that they would think that this is a moral decision to lock people away for non-crimes and think that it's okay and give the government the benefit of the doubt every single time. Blind faith, I believe in anything, is not a terribly bright idea, because it means that they can blindside you with something you believed so wholeheartedly and fruitfully. The thing you should really have faith in is yourself. No, I'm not going to let this go. No, I'm going to actually stand up and say something. I'm going to do something. I'm going to make sure that this kind of stuff doesn't happen to other people, because that's not the kind of society I condone. That's not the kind of society I want to live in. It's not the kind of society I want other people's kids to grow up in. When I was a kid growing up, I used to do such and such. You can't do that anymore. There's even a bylaw down in Wellington, did you know? The capital of New Zealand. They have a bylaw against all tree houses. You're not allowed to build a tree house for your kids because they might be dangerous. What do you want to do? Be born into a padded room? Is that what it's going to take before you wake up and start smelling the crap that has been dumped in the streets? You're spraying upside all the verges and everything with Roundup, getting into the water table. The guys aren't even wearing breathing apparatuses when they're spraying it. People are walking all over it, getting contaminated with all them carcinogens. That's just one of a million things that could be poisoning you right now. You could be being poisoned by coffee, poisoned by cigarettes, by alcohol. Or you could be poisoned by deadly EMF radiation that comes out of virtually every single electronic device that is pointed in your face right at this moment or pressed to your ear. You could be being poisoned by energy saver light bulbs, which, according to new studies, emit cancer-causing chemicals. You could be currently digesting a very nice meal that involved a burger which had up to 1,000 parts of a cow in it. 1,000 different cows in the one hamburger patty. If you're eating burgers in the US, that's a fact. You ain't got much to be happy about, because the mere fact of the matter is there are so many things wrong that you cannot define what the problem is without being oversimplistic about it. That's why it takes quite a lot of research to figure out what is going on. I'm not saying I do know what's going on. I assume that everything I know to be true is in fact wrong, and I simply haven't seen the evidence that proves how wrong I am just yet. I certainly hope to be proven wrong, because then it gives me an opportunity to bloody well learn something, instead of repeating to people things that other people have repeated to me, with it forming an opinion that, as Mark Twain would say, isn't worth a brass farthing. I understand the situation. I don't really know all that much by comparison to some people. I just want to listen. I want to learn. I want to know what the heck is going on. I want to talk to as many different people as I conceivably can who do know what's going on about little particular areas, so I can get some description of overview, because I'm curious. I'm just seriously, absolutely curious about everything. That's why my three favorite words are "I don't know." Because I want to. I would love to know everything. And the worst part about that is I know that that's an impossibility. But I'm going to try anyway. And that's what perfection is really about, as I said before. It's about knowing that you can't achieve it, but still trying anyway. Okay? You should never try to stop yourself from achieving the unobtainable. People say, oh, well, what you're trying to do is too unrealistic. Well, that's what somebody said to the Wright brothers. Oh, you want to fly an aluminium tin can across the Atlantic? That's unrealistic. There are so many people out there who have brilliant ideas in their heads, skills, talents, who are constantly being told through a myriad of different mechanisms that they're not good enough, they'll never amount to anything, that they ain't worth the dirt on a Nazi jackbooted thug's boot. And yet, despite all that discouragement, they still persist and they still go on to be great people and wind up having stories about how I rose from nothing to something. It's because they believed in something outside of themselves. The person who only gives a crap about themselves and doesn't give one about anybody else doesn't tend to go too far, because all they've got, really, is scamming other people, getting manipulating them into thinking that I'm a good person and I'll do right by you, when the reality is they're just trying to take everything that you got, and that's the only reason why they're still with you. Okay? Those kind of people, stay away from them. Toxic individuals who don't support you or what you're doing or what you're talking about, who have no appreciation for who you are as a human being, don't call them again. Okay? They're wasting your time. Many people have friends like this. They just mooch off you. And I should know, because I'm one of these types of people. I mooch off everybody. I'm not kidding you. I don't wind up paying for alcohol or dinner a lot of the time, or gas even. People just give me stuff. Now, bear in mind, of course, I do a lot of work, you know, with the radio and the videos and website and all that kind of stuff, in order to earn such generosity from people. But I don't think that they're ever going to like keep giving me everything and blah 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 and provide for me or whatever. I've got to survive on my own. Anything somebody wants to give me, you know, I'll generally ask for something if I really really need something. But if I just want it or whatever, that's usually what people just give to me outside of their own thought processes. Oh, Vinny must need some beer. Oh, there he is. Sure enough, it happens. It's happened many times. I can't believe it. And that's why I'm intensely grateful to be alive, intensely grateful to be able to converse with so many awesome people through this radio show. It's really opened my eyes to the entire world, frankly. And I'm only just starting to realize how deeply I appreciate the listeners as well, who actually I wouldn't be here without. You're listening to The Vinny Eastwood Show. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I got some so-called friends. My right to my face.
All they called sociopaths.
They like to bury me without a trace. Oh, no,
in Bohemian
no.
Grove.
Oh no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you?
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on American Freedom Radio, the fastest 2 hours in talk, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland in the sunny slave South Pacific Island nation, the island-chained nation of New Zealand, or Nouvelle-Zélande, as they would say in France. French really sounds sexy, doesn't it? But unfortunately, our guest isn't quite that sexy. Michael Jordan, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Now, before you got cut off, and I want to share people an anecdote, what we just talked about behind the scenes here. When Michael got cut off, he's kind of new to Skype, right? You know, I kind of had to coach him through so we could do this interview in the first place. And when he got cut off, he didn't realize that he'd been cut off, and he kept talking for about 10 minutes to the screen. He was really on a roll, apparently. I can't for the life of me remember where we left off. But I think, Michael, you have a plan to name some names.
Well, I could spend time naming names, but probably in my lifetime, I'm never going to get to see these people brought to justice. maybe somewhere down the road you can have me back, because basically I've only touched on about 10% of everything that I would have liked to have talked about tonight. And before we get off the air, I want to thank you and American Freedom Radio for really having the guts to do what all the other so-called pundits say that they do. They'll talk about what everybody else talks about, but they don't touch the taboo stuff like you guys do. And from my heart, I appreciate that. But I was hitting overdrive a while ago when I was talking to the blank screen. I was really getting after it. And I was naming names and what have you. But I think right now the important thing I can do in the next 10 or so minutes is try to explain to people. There's an old saying about always follow the money. And I think that's what I want to try to do with the next few minutes, is try to get people to wake up and see that, hey, it's all about the money. And listen to this, and I think you'll see what I'm talking about. The lucrative multi-billion dollar child support industry has over 20 ways to put the hurt on men for non-payment of child support. Now, I'm going to be 59 years old at the end of this month, and I've seen child support laws change 3 or 4 different times in my lifetime. And I'm here to tell you, things aren't like what they were back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And I know that for a fact because I lived through them. So let me go back to what I was saying. Excuse me. They have over 20 ways to put the hurt on men for non-payment of child support, which most men would do if the courts were fair. They can garnish wages, seize assets, put liens against your property, take away driver's license, professional licenses, except the license to practice law, which I brought up before, and they can revoke passports, etc. That's just a partial list of what they can do. Now, feminist and mangina politicians and corrupt prosecuting attorneys want 20 illegal and unconstitutional ways, such as debtor's prison, deny due process, gender profiling such as primary aggressor laws, VAWA, etc. What's next for men? Another law passed to cut off a man's legs or harvest his body organs if he fails to pay child support? There is a woman in Peoria, Illinois, who is clapping her hands right now with glee because she kind of likes that idea. And that kind of goes back to what I've said before about child support's not about money to the children. It's about revenge and punishment. Now, only 11% of men don't pay child support. Now, this is a statistic. I've got more statistics and Carter's got peanuts. And you're not even going to get to hear them tonight, but only 11% of men don't pay child support. And out of that, 5% are incarcerated, disabled, or dead. That leaves 6% who aren't paying child support. Yet we spend billions of dollars trying to collect this child support. Something's wrong here. We are ruining the lives of all men because of 6% of men that don't pay their child support. Here's what people don't realize. Listen closely. Each state in the USA gets unregulated subsidies, and I'm talking about multi-billion dollars in subsidies. Now, where do you think that money is coming from? Well, I'm getting ready to tell you here. Excuse me. My throat's dry.
Maybe you should get yourself a glass of water, bro.
Hey, hang on just a second. I'm going to be just a second.
Well, see, I wanted to talk about the whole follow the money aspect. Like the person who came up with that that quote or something, I believe it was a guy who made a film called Deep Throat. It was one of the original porn movies or whatever. And the guy who made the movie wound up becoming known as Deep Throat. And he came up to Ronald Reagan one time and he said, follow the money. Follow the money, you know, and just talking about the Federal Reserve. And, of course, Reagan had an attempted assassination, as pretty much anybody who starts to ask questions about the Federal Reserve does. And that was where the kind of original quote came from, follow the money, follow the money. And it works across everything, okay, because people don't engage in illegal activity if they weren't getting money out of it. Why do you think the drugs trade is so strong? Why do you think the government has CIA agents and people for flying C-130 Hercules full of cocaine back into U.S. soil from Colombia? Okay.
Right.
If there's a crime, there's money. As sure as smoke, there's fire.
Yep.
Right, Michael. Go ahead.
And that's why I want to try to point out to the people out there who just don't get it. Each state in the USA gets unregulated subsidies, multi-billion dollar kickbacks from the federal government every time a state collects child support from dads and pass it through child support enforcement. Now, that's a lot of reasons to make you a deadbeat dad and to keep you from getting custody of your kids. It's no wonder women get custody 95, 96, 97% of the time. Now, if you're a man, you're a financial patsy for the government. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, liberal or conservative. It doesn't even matter if you're current or past due on your child support. If you pay your support on time, the state makes money. If you're past due on your support, they make even more money because they get to charge a whopping 50% late charge fee. Somebody contact the mafia because this racket is better than loan sharking, in my opinion. In Missouri alone, $500 million was paid back to Missouri for collecting $250 million and passing it through child support enforcement. States get a 2-to-1 ratio for every dollar collected. If Arkansas, and that's the most lenient state in the USA in regards to child support, if Arkansas were to collect $20 million in child support, they'd get back $40 million. From the feds, that amounts to basically having a bounty on the head of all men in all states. Child support is one of the few things that is profitable for state governments. Think about it. It's one of the very few things where the state can actually turn a profit. But guess what? That money paid to states comes from the feds, and it comes out of the Social Security Fund. Now, the Social Security Fund was set up, for those that don't know, to pay SSI disability in recent years, or not recent, but it has been used to pay Medicaid. But mainly it was set up for Social Security retirement pensions for the elderly. Let's talk about that for just a moment. Statistics state that 93% of retirees depend on Medicare, food stamps, and their Social Security retirement check and our charity from relatives. So 93% of you people out there that are either getting it or you're planning on getting it, you better listen up close to what I'm trying to tell you. How will men or women who did or did not have anything to do with child support be able to draw an old age pension, when the Social Security Fund is being robbed to pay states to be professional bounty hunters for men not paying child support? I'm sorry, I'm trying to read real fast because I know we're getting out of time.
We've only got about 1 minute and a half. You'll actually probably have to sum it up in your own words, Michael. What's the most important thing that people should know regarding your case and what you've learned?
Well, I think the most putting me out of it for just a second, what they have done to me, they can do to you, and they will do to your sons and uncles, et cetera, et cetera. Because it's profitable for them, and that's the bottom line. And you have to get upset if you've got blood in your body. You ought to be upset about the fact that, hey, I have an uncle who's going to be retiring in 5 years. Statistics say that Social Security will be broke by 2020. That's what, 8 years away? And if you've got an uncle or a father or a mother or whatever the case may be, and they're planning, you know, they're going to be one of those 93% of people that, hey, I need to have that Social Security check that I paid into for the last 30 or 40 years. Guess what? It's not going to be there. And why isn't it going to be there? Because these crazy politicians are sacking Social Security so that they can appease women and feminists by saying, oh, hey, look what we're doing here. We're putting these guys in jail. Well, guess what?
Well, finish what you said, man.
Well, guess what? I mean, putting a guy in jail costs $50,000 a year. The average child support payments are $7,200 a year. You think your politicians are doing you a favor when they're paying $50,000 to put a guy in jail for non-payment of child support when they could have just said, "Here, here's $7,200. We'll keep the change. Thank you." And then your uncle or your dad or your mom might have had a chance at having that Social Security check when they retire.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Michael. Great points. Great story. And, of course, everybody needs to be aware of this sort of thing so it doesn't wind up happening to them, because it can usually happen pretty often if you're very naive. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.